Big game tonight. Big game in the AFC. Two teams that the Texans will play in the AFC, the Dolphins and the Bills, coming up. By the way, do you feel like these are two teams that are on the same level of the Texans? Do you feel like this is the Bills and the Dolphins, the matchup tonight? As I said, they both play the Texans this year. Do you get the sense that these three teams are on the same level?
No, I don't. I mean, after last week with the Texans, if you'd asked me that before last week, I'd have said yes.
You think there's a separation now?
And, in fact, I had the Bills ahead of the Texans. I would put the Texans I think right now I got the 49ers at one. But it's all based on what I saw. Now, I didn't watch every game. But I got the 49ers at one. Obviously, the Chiefs and the Ravens are in that category. I got the Texans right there, neck and neck with the Ravens. I got them right there. They're in the thick of things, so they're in my top five. I'd put the Bills up there. I can't quite get there with the Dolphins yet. Explosive as ever, but like you said, the big game, they just have a tough time getting over the hump.
If you as we sit here and we'll be talking about both of these games, the Bills are a little closer. Earlier on the schedule, and then the Dolphins are in the back half with that gauntlet when they play the Dolphins at home and the Ravens and the Chiefs, those three in a row. When you look at this, which team for you, and you can jump in on this text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, which team for you do you think would be the tougher matchup for the Texans?
The Bills.
The Bills. Oh, easy. The Bills.
Yeah, I just think the Bills are going to they're going to run the football. They're going to have a chance to attack what I think is the weak spot on this defense.
Because the Dolphins were running outside.
The Dolphins are. I mean, they're that fast break offense, and they've got a ton of talent. No doubt about it. But you know, they got a quarterback that's not going to move. Athletically, as some of these other guys, definitely not as Josh Allen, which is going to play into our pass rush. I trust D'Amico Ryans against a pocket passing type quarterback. I really feel good about D'Amico Ryans. I feel good about our personnel in that situation. The downhill attack that the Bills seem to have gone to midseason last year, and they're definitely off to a quick start here, I think that spells trouble for really a lot of defenses, but the Texans are in that mix.
Yeah, I would have said the Bills too, and I think I still lean towards the Bills. Those big plays made me a little nervous, though.
Yeah.
The down, like, and if that continues, if we see that as, boy, they have trouble getting beat deep. Like, because I'm thinking, if Alex Pierce is going to get behind you,
yeah,
then Tyreek Hill and Jaden and Waddle will also crush you, right? But because before I'm thinking, all right, you got Stingley, you got pretty good guys in the secondary that – nobody's stopping Tyreek or stopping this offense, especially in controlled weather, but you can slow him down enough. And I definitely think the Texans can score on the Dolphins defense. It's just if the big play thing becomes a problem, that kind of changes the thought. But I'm generally with you because I think the Bills, first off, the Bills have Josh Allen, and Josh Allen can just a lot more than Tua can. He can just take over a game,
yep,
multiple different
absolutely
things, and just make plays where everything is right. I don't believe this is with Tua, where you do everything you want to as a defense, kind of like they did with Anthony Richardson, and then still he can make a play and make a big play, and you're like, damn, like that's yep exactly what we wanted to do. But he is a lot more consistent at doing it than Anthony Richardson is. So I would agree. I would say the Bills probably are the tougher matchup. But like I said, if we continue to see the next couple of weeks that they this wasn't just a fluke, mm-hmm, of giving up big plays, that may become a different thing. Yeah, because the Dolphins, that's what they thrive on. You give up big plays, you turn around, man, and if you can't cover deep, if Jimmy Ward is having trouble. Like Tyreek Hill, as you say, is hitting his head on the goalpost.
Yeah, speed is scary, and there's no doubt about it. They've got a lot of it. But I tell you, man, that I'll stick to my guns. When you got a quarterback that can get involved in a run game, and it's more of a controlled power run game,
that probably gives D'Amico more problems.
The scary part, it plays to what I think is the weakness of the defense, which is the interior defensive line. And then what it does is you saw what Houston was able to do to the Indianapolis Colts and limit them to four plays in whatever 15-plus minute stretch of football. Like, if you do that to the Texans, that's a recipe to beat these guys, right? It's really your own. If you leave C.J. Stroud on the field, they're going to score points. And so who can do that? A team that can chew the clock.
Yeah,
using their big-bodied quarterback in the run game.
Yeah, cooking
that, that scares me more than the speed and more than the pocket passer. At least with the Dolphins, anyway.
Yeah, and just there's just a thing with the Dolphins, man. They just don't beat good. They just struggle against good teams. All right, as we're live here, remember 5 o'clock hour. You're our last prize that we're hooking somebody up with, and that is tickets to the Bears Texans game Sunday night, as well as Bud Light. Is also hooking you up with some tailgating tickets as well, wristbands. So stay tuned for that. All right, Clint, you ready to? You ready? I'm gonna give you this opportunity. You ready to change your tune a little bit? You had said you felt like the Cowboys were gonna be a dumpster fire. You felt like it was gonna fall apart big time for the Cowboys.
Glory hole.
No, I think it falls apart.
You still like after week one? They got everything done. They got CeeDee Lamb in. They got Dak in, you still think it's going to fall apart.
Yep.
Like when you say fall apart, like when I hear fall apart, I hear not making the playoffs, really struggling.
I think it's going to end up being more the same. They're going to
underperform.
They
didn't know my schedule.
I don't think they're going to win four games, but at the end of the day, I think we're going to look at Dak Prescott as a regular season MVP, and if they get in the playoffs, they ain't gonna win one. I think it's more of the same. I think when you look at Dak and Mike McCarthy, it's gonna be more of. I don't think the regular season is as good as most people think. But even if it is, they're not gonna win in the playoffs.
So you watched them. I know Cleveland's dealing with some certain things, yeah. But they went in there and just kind of dominated that game, like from start to finish. Yeah. Obviously, Cleveland is struggling. I don't know, man. Like, I'm with you. I can get with the thought of they going to do what they do in the playoffs. But, I mean, I would be surprised if they don't get there.
Look, I don't have a problem saying that I think they'll miss the playoffs. I'm fair with
you. So you're still on that. You still believe that.
Yeah.